are here at the 2018 Solero FinTech Conference, and I can't stop laughing because Sue Britton is saying, "I got better things to do. I'm getting out of here." No, we're just funning. We're having a lot of fun. Yes. It's the last interview of the day, and we're talking FinTech. Well, you're with FinTech Growth Syndicate, or yes. FGS, better
yes.
known as.
Yes.
And I also want to say, how's the conference going for you so far?
Oh,
first day.
This is amazing. We are a Toronto-based company. I founded it 3 years ago. We work with companies all across Canada, but Solero is unique. Mm-hmm. They are, I think not necessarily, I wouldn't say a well-kept secret, because they're not. Everybody mm-hmm. knows about them, mm-hmm. but they are doing everything right. At least as far as I can see.
It looks good to me.
And yeah, I mean, the venue's awesome. Mm-hmm. The experience is awesome. Their CEO kind of, surprised me a little bit today with his opening keynote. Really mm-hmm. understands kind of what's happening mm-hmm. in the world. And
I enjoyed the keynote this morning as well.
Yeah.
So that was really, it laid it out really nicely. Hey, speaking of topics here, how to build a stronger, more collaborative ecosystem. Let's talk about this for a second.
Yeah.
How do we do that? How do we do that these days?
Well, I'm going to not remember which CEO said it today on the CEO panel, but mm. I think they talked about the three things that you need in order to, sort of be successful. And one of them was, to not necessarily, need to control things. And we have that problem in Canada. So we have so many different provinces and different regulatory bodies, and then we have, each region has their group that wants to promote their region. And the thing is that, FinTech is global, and what's happening is happening across the board. And I think, no longer are you really in control of what your customer member is going to do.
Right.
And the best thing to do is to actually create a collaborative ecosystem where you can partner with fintechs, you can work with accelerators, mm-hmm. you can, bring regulators along. Mm-hmm. I think that's one of the things that's really important.
Because it feels like to me is that the consumer seems to be more in control today because they're the ones that are, I don't know, it's kind of the chicken before the egg type of thing. Is the technology driving it? Is the consumer driving
it? It's a bunch of different things. And actually, when you look at the consumer, there's so many, you kind of have to understand the segment. I was at a global banking event last week talking about open banking, and there's a bank in Mexico that's partnered with Amazon. And, when he said that, everybody was kind of like, yeah. And, 95% of their customer acquisition is net new customers with that product. So it actually brought them a whole new segment that wanted a different product. And I think that's a key.
It's a great thing.
A key learning, right?
Yeah.
Pretty
cool stuff. I mean, that's what credit unions do best is collaborate. That's kind of our,
right.
our cooperate. Yeah. Some of us are in the co-opetition, but that's a whole nother show.
Yes.
Well,
there has to be that, right? I mean, I think
there's a little, yeah.
And consumers, to your point, I think consumers are, they can vote with their feet now, whereas, 10 years ago they couldn't. So now they can get access to that Amazon product directly from Amazon if they want. Mm-hmm. They're likely already an Amazon client. So why not give them what they need, mm-hmm. but do it through your platform?
Exactly.
And that's, I think, where we're going to see. Mm-hmm. I think we'll see an evolving, kind of financial services landscape. And it won't be just two things. But I think, you'll see those that want to be the best product and those that want to be the best experience and the best platform. And I know for me, it's all about experience, efficiency, time, no friction, all that kind of stuff.
Right, right. And it's really cool to see that, that this is happening in today's day and age. It's really exciting to see this.
Yeah.
And this kind of, I bring up the word co-opetition again, kind of in fun, but there's some seriousness in it because it keeps us on our toes. It keeps us moving forward.
There's competitors here to Solero. There's competitors here to, other companies. But, I think gone are the days where you, again, can control things. And better, Solero brings together the best products for their clients than try and create them, themselves or only offer the ones that they want to. And I think that's a pretty forward-thinking position that not many companies take, right? And I'm actually speaking now about the whole tech incumbent space. I worked for a lot of those tech incumbents. My last job was at Finastra. Mm-hmm. And in that space, you know, they've cooperated and partnered for a long time, but in the end, they really want to own the customer. Mm-hmm. And I think some of them are slow to realize that, you know, that they need to innovate. They need to, you know, go digital. They need to be mobile first, like all the stuff we heard from the speakers today. Right. And yet, you know, Solero's kind of leading the pack. And I mean that genuinely. Like, right. I don't, you know, we work with a lot of people. We talk to a lot of people. So far, I'm really quite impressed.
Good to hear, especially in today where things are moving so fast. Mm-hmm. It's like, how does a credit union keep up with the stuff going on there?
But see, I think credit unions shouldn't set their sights at just keeping up. I think they should set their sights at leapfrogging.
Okay.
Right? Leapfrog. Why can't they get bank licenses? Some of them are. Why can't they, you know, get into, like, there's retail companies like Loblaws are in financial services. Telcos like TELUS are in health. Services. Why can't credit unions get into businesses that allow them to just give me, the customer, everything that I want? Like, just take a look at Alipay or WeChat Pay. It's not just payment anymore. It's, I go to my app and I can do everything I want to do, right? Like, I can book my haircut, I can get my dog walker to go pick up my dog, I can invest in mutual funds, I can trade stocks, I can pay for stuff, but that's where we're headed.
Yeah, yeah.
So I would say credit unions, like, you got nothing but opportunity. And so go for it.
Yeah. I agree. I like your thinking. I like this. All right. I want more of this out there. You know, sky's the limit. So how does FGS or FinTech Growth Syndicate, how do you guys play a role in all of this?
Well, I mean, we have three roles in the industry. And two of them are commercial. So we are an innovation accelerator. So we go in and we work with larger companies, sometimes tech companies, sometimes financial institutions, and we help them, you know, sort of fix whatever's not working with respect to innovation and transformation. And we run projects for them. We get their products to market. We do whatever. The other part is we work with companies that actually need to expand into new markets, into other countries. We were, unfortunately, and I say this because it's something that bugs me a lot actually, is we work with a lot of companies who need to expand outside of Canada because they can't get their, you know, first and second and tenth customer in Canada. So they go to Europe and they go to the US, and so we help them with that market expansion. So those are our two things that we sell, where we have clients.
Okay.
And then we also are a community, passionate community developer. So I'm going to Zurich next week to talk about, I'm the investment champion for Canada, to talk about why invest in Canada. And, you know, that does a whole bunch of things. I learn a lot, which I'm kind of, you know, passionate about learning and understanding where things are going to go. But it also helps to, you know, helps companies back here. We do that. We help support arranging conferences, judging startup competitions. And so that's something that we do to kind of create this community of amazing players in fintech in Canada.
Which promotes the collaboration aspect of it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Very cool. So anything else to add before you get out there and enjoy Whistler?
No, actually, I'm looking forward to Chantal Crevasse.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm a bit of a nerd that way. I really like, I've seen her 6 times, so it's kind of exciting.
Very cool. We're looking forward to that as well.
Like crazy.
We'll be looking for the tweets. Sue, a pleasure to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you so much. Go out and enjoy. Thanks for your time.
I will.
That was fun.